fraternity. I think that's it, right? Part of the fraternity. So, yeah, there you go. Yepers. Yeah, we use a few of the Q codes. You know, on FM, they're unnecessary, but no harm, no foul. A few of the big ones, QTH, QSY. You know, so I understand that. That's just more kind of like, you know, club speak, you know. Everybody's got their, you know, you're in the club, so, you know, therefore you speak the lingo. But unnecessary. Now, on HF, you know, I understand, right, you know, because signals fade, voices are hard to hear, and they're a lot easier on CW, you know, than the, say, my location is, you know, it's a lot easier to just UTH. So, yeah, it's, you know, there's places where they were invented for that make sense, and then there's, you know, the FM repeaters where they don't make sense. So, phonetics, always, because, you know, people just hear things wrong, you know. Was that a B or a V, right? You know, so, and so phonetics are always important for giving call signs maybe the first time you meet somebody, just to be for clarity. And that applies anywhere. But Q codes are a little different. You know, that's you'd use that anywhere. You're trying to use that on the telephone. You know, if you're trying to explain your email address or anything, that's something you would use in real life anywhere you were trying to be crystal clear. But, yeah, that's what I say. So, you know, think about what you'd, what you'd say at your family at Thanksgiving. Like, if you wanted to talk, would you say, you know, if you were done talking, would you say, you know, at the Christmas dinner table, would you say, and I'll be on the side listening. You know, everybody would look at you like you were stupid.